It's not unusual for chefs at Johnson & Wales University to take their students to local farms. So it's no surprise to find a chef with one of his students on a large commercial fishing boat at Point Judith. While fishermen unload their catch at Town Dock, a wholesale seafood distributor, longtime commercial fisherman Fred Matera shows the visitors what's happening on the boat.
This is Chris. He'll guide the fish out. You know, there's a fella down here, he's called the lumper. And he loads the fish into the basket.
Once the basket is full, the fishermen haul it up and send it out to a conveyor headed to the processing plant.
Mark catches it and then dumps it into the flume, of which goes inside. And they'll cull these fish a little bit based on size.
Some of the smaller fish in this catch are scup, a silvery local fish that on average weighs about a pound. Fisherman Kevin William Jones thinks they're an underappreciated species.
It's a good fish, and people around here don't eat scup. They don't even know what you're talking about. And we sell a lot of it. There's a lot of scup in here. There might be 30,000 pounds in here today. So,
Town Dock ships scup to places with better markets for it, such as New York, Pennsylvania, and Canada. But Town Dock's fleet manager, Donald Fox, says it's tough to make a living selling scup.
That's the most volatile fish next to whiting, I think. It can go from a dime today to a dollar tomorrow, a pound.
It's all about supply and demand. There's plenty of supply along the Atlantic, but not enough demand for this fish. Rhode Island fishermen can catch up to 50,000 pounds of scup per day. But often, they just pass it by, because New Englanders don't have a taste for it. Fox says they should try it.
Most of the people in New England are used to eating codfish, flounders. As those get less accessible, they need to switch to a different species, and they haven't yet.
One reason it's challenging to sell scup is because it's bony and mostly sold whole, not in fillets, which home cooks usually prefer.
Most people around here don't want to deal with a whole fish. They don't want to see eyes staring back at them.
Fox says the state's fishing industry has found a filleting machine that they plan to bring to Point Judith. They're hopeful that soon they'll be able to offer scup fillets at the supermarket, and they're trying to get more chefs interested in scup. In a kitchen at the culinary school at Johnson & Wales University, a student stands at the sink with a tub of scup on ice to practice the art of filleting a whole fish. First, he has to cut off the scup fins, which are especially sharp and spiky. Then he removes the scales with a metal brush. Professor and chef Bill Idell says filleting is a valuable skill for a commercial chef to have.
If you can train your staff to fillet the fish quickly, and you can actually end up making good money on it, because even though you're going to spend more time working it, the price per pound of the fish can be much, much cheaper.
The students in this kitchen are participating in a culinary challenge to see who can create the best recipe for scup. Idell looks on as students peel carrots and chop lemongrass. He lifts a bag of thick, waxy, dark green leaves that hint at this team's recipe.
Smell this. Oh my gosh. Isn't that nice? Really, that's kefir lime leaves.
Oh.
Okay, and then you can smell that too. Then that's lemongrass.
Yes,
so these are
lemongrass.
Two staple ingredients in Southeast Asian cuisine.
We won't give away more of this team's secret recipe, but Chef Idell says even simple pan-seared scup tastes...
fresh, number one, okay. I would say it's mild. All right, it's mild, so it's not too fishy, you know. So compared to, I don't know, like mackerel or even salmon to that degree, I don't think it's quite as fatty or as fishy as that fish.
This year's Culinary Seafood Challenge is part of a larger effort to raise the profile of these underappreciated fish in local markets. Organizers expect more than 140 people at the competition, where they will taste each team's dish and vote for their favorite recipe. A panel of fishermen will also be there to talk about the rewards and challenges of making their living at sea. Chef Idell says this program is about teaching the next generation of chefs to build menus around what food the changing seasons have to offer. And he says chefs will need to be flexible as climate change and warming seas change the types of fish that can be found in local waters. Ámbar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.